entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. Tonight, 2-for-1 for the Little Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. You buy a ticket, you get another one just like it free from
Texas
Tickets.
You're not
going to
get that deal anywhere else.
That's right.
Take advantage of it. Get to see the Mavericks.
And a good game against the Warriors. Yes. Pretty good team out there tonight.
Warriors always play them tough, although
sure
the Mavericks
have
beat them, what, 13 times in a row?
Well, but let's not get bogged down in minutia here.
No, we'll just check out the spreads.
Right. And check out Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. So let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to their most abrasive, over-the-top personality with his very own unique greeting for all of our superiors running around here today. Cobra!
And now it's time for the snake.
Mm-mm. Hello, Cobra.
Howdy, howdy. The Janet Jackson...
Hello, Corby.
...imbroglio is hot Cobra. And heavy still. And as of now, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, that's the group behind the Grammys, told E! Entertainment Television that as of right now, Janet and Justin are still on, allowed to be on the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that if we took everyone who is controversial off the show, no one would perform.
They're right.
I've received more email on this than I have anything in a long time.
Mainly, and what is the nature of it?
Mainly it's from parents accosting me, saying I don't understand and that I should keep my mouth shut before I go off and say that this is no big deal.
Cora.
To which I can't, you're right, I don't have a child and I can't put myself in a parental situation, but just speaking from the outside, it would seem that this is being way overblown. And I know people want to keep their kids away from whatever they can as long as possible. But at the same time, was it really that earth-shattering?
No!
I don't see the...
Is that any more earth-shattering than that Victoria's Secret show they ran?
No!
No!
Or is it going to be any more shocking than what they see at the Grammys or what they see on the MTV Music Awards or what they see at the Oscars?
All right, well, first of all, the MTV Music Awards are on cable. Not everybody's going to have access
to that. All right, on the Oscars, and when someone goes up there and drops an F-bomb and, you know, little five-year-old Timmy's sitting around, he goes, what's F, Daddy? You got to explain that? I mean, it's all going to happen.
I have something to say.
What?
If you're all worried as a parent and stressed out over that half-a-second shot of her boob and you're upset about that, hey, where were your good parenting skills when that whole thing started? When Janet and Justin are out there grinding and dry humping each other for about 10 minutes. Oh, that's okay. But a can flops out and it's like, oh, wait, whoa, that's not allowed.
Or that, who was that rapper?
I'm being a strict
Nelly
parent.
He's up there just pawing and digging for gold in his crotch.
Right. That's okay. But a little bit of nudity? I mean, for a half a second... They're up there simulating sexual intercourse on stage for 15 minutes. And that's acceptable for your 6-year-old kid. But a little bit of a knocker flops out and, oh my God, it's time to raise hell.
And you
that's a good point.
Yeah, and you have Nelly,
and
Puff Daddy.
And stop emailing Corby.
Nelly, Puff Daddy, and Kid Rock.
Danny at theticket.com.
Three guys who are known for outlandish behavior, especially with women. They're known for banging women.
I believe Kid Rock's lyrics were about methadone clinics and drugs.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, him cutting a hole in that American flag and plopping it over his head was 100 times worse than that can.
He didn't like the Old Glory poncho?
No.
Mm.
That was 100 times worse than her boob flopping out.
You know, I'm not being, people are saying, well, you're just this ultra-liberal guy who lets anything go and says anything and does anything. You know what?
No, it sounds like these parents are real liberal for letting their kids watch Kid Rock and P. Diddy up there grabbing their ding-dongs for 15 minutes.
But is it unreasonable to expect something different from that at the Super Bowl?
It is, but that's the Super Bowl. That's the NFL's fault.
Hey, you know what? It's an MTV production. That was clear.
True.
That halftime show. Do you let your kids watch MTV? Probably not. So why let them watch this?
But they don't show boobs on MTV.
You know what?
They don't show boobs on MTV, and it's not unreasonable to expect them to skate through the Super Bowl halftime show without something like that.
I can promise you, every day on MTV, whether or not you let your kids watch it or not, they show something just as shocking as that. Every day.
No, they don't. They don't show boobs on MTV.
Kevin, I guarantee
you. We've gone from marching bands to burlesque shows in 15 years.
There's videos shown every day. There's simulated sex on Real World. And the real world road rules, all that stuff is just, all the same.
This is what appeared to be an accidental slippage of her breast. There was not sexual.
Ridiculous.
Hang on, can I finish what I wanted to say? It's what appeared to be. She wasn't up there mashing them together and squeezing them and being all sexual with it. He ripped off her top. She looked down and it was over. But the 15 minutes leading up to it, when they're simulating sex on stage, to me that's 10 times worse than a little bit of what appeared to be accidental nudity. There was nothing sexual at all about her breast flopping out. Nothing.
Yes, there was.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was.
What?
Everything leading up to it.
Exactly.
The choreographed moves. They simulated that. And in the end of it, you have a boob flopping out.
And I don't understand why these parents are mad. Even if there was nothing sexual about that one thing, that one aspect, that one isolated incident, there was something sexual about everything leading up to it, and that made that sexual.
Then complain about that and quit complaining just about the fact that her nipple was exposed for a half of a second.
You know what I hate? Go ahead.
You know what I hate more than anything? I hate that the NFL is just skating on this. You know, everybody's blaming... You know, the two performers are blaming MTV or CBS, and the NFL is like skating, and they're the ones that invited them to play at the Super Bowl. When you invite people like this, you know something like that's going to happen. And they get a script. They know what they're going to do. They know what outfits are going to be worn.
I don't think the NFL's skating.
And, you know,
I think they've come under plenty of fire for this.
Well, they're not in the news.
They're distancing, they're not in the news.
And MTV is too.
Yeah, maybe they're backing off of it, but you know what? The NFL is too big for this anyway.
And your pregame
show? This is not going to hurt the NFL.
No, it's not going to hurt them, but they should be taking some heat, too, because they're the ones that allow
it. Well, they are, but they're impervious to it.
Do you think that the NFL didn't know what kind of outfits were going to be worn? Do you think they didn't know the lyrics of the songs? They knew all that. They're a stickler for detail. And they let that slide. And now that something happened, which I can't believe that somebody in a meeting, when they planned for these things for months and years in advance, didn't go, what if somebody gets naked up there on national TV? Somebody should have asked that question.
Absolutely. I guarantee you somebody has somewhere.
And the reason the NFL has these people up there is for... Plain and simple, it's for greed. It's to get ratings, because Frito made a great point earlier today. They already have the NFL fans. They're already going to watch the Super Bowl. This is for the idiots that don't care about sports, that care about this MTV culture that's like, hey, let's watch the Super Bowl because there's going to be Puff Daddy and Kid Rock. That's to get another.
Because if they don't,
so many more
that's
million
only to
viewers.
Keep people interested.
No, it's not.
They're not going to. The NFL's not trying to draw in people who don't give a crap about football. What do they care? They've got the world's largest
put the marching
audience
band on there.
Or do you want a million more people?
Put a marching like they used to.
Throw Grambling on
like
there.
Like Grego said yesterday, Garth Brooks started a trend, and now they have to top it every single year. And
because
so they put these people up there.
Because they
that
want
are
to keep people interested. They don't want to drive people away. What you're saying, they're going to drive people away.
Why do you think the Super Bowl makes such an emphasis on halftime and commercials? Because they want that block of time. They don't want anybody changing the channel. They don't want any channel service. That's why they put an emphasis on everything. The halftime.
The commercials.
The commercials.
The pregame.
Yes.
Hey, well, look at your pregame. Look at Willie Nelson. Well, there's a guy who evaded the IRS for about 10 years, and he smokes pot every day.
A self-professed daily marijuana user.
Every day. You know? Whatever.
But I don't get any emails from people talking about that. All they're talking about is, there was a naked breast on national television for a half a second.
Because Willie's not lighting up in front of everybody, and because little kids don't know that Willie Nelson smokes dope every day.
Or how about Aerosmith? I mean, you got Steven Tyler up there and half the band who was just horrible heroin addicts to the point of almost dying several times.
Up there the other day?
And,
no, they weren't on stage shooting up at the time.
Their kid's hero, who was his daughter, Liv, is a fun baby.
What do you guys
want?
He
knocked up that BB Beauty. It's an act. It is a bit. Tell your kid that. It's a bit.
And look, here's the thing. I'm not saying that having nudity during the halftime show at Super Bowl is right. I think it's absolutely wrong, but people are hypocritical if that's the only thing they're complaining about.
Parents are acting like they have seen a donkey show in Guadalajara.
What goes on those?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but...
Seriously, parents are acting like that. Oh,
my
God,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I think it's completely hypocritical. Complain about all the other stuff, too.
I mean, what about the outfit she had on? I mean, that was inviting for a boob to flop out.
Right.
What happens at a donkey show?
I'll tell you next week. Can't do it this week.
By the way, have I ever told you about the live sex act I saw in Amsterdam?
Next week, Corby.
Yeah. What else? The New York Post reports that
was
CBS...
Was it at halftime during a donkey show?
Yeah. CBS could still eject the two singers from the Grammys if the network learns that Janet and Justin conspired to reveal her boobie to the world.
Which they did.
Of course they did. She admitted they did it after final rehearsals.
And anybody that doesn't believe that is an idiot, because why would she wear the Chinese throwing star around her boob if she wasn't going to show it off?
That's right.
If it was going to be that red-laced bra or whatever.
And let me ask you this. Was it really nudity if there was a semi-pasty covering it?
No, it's not. We all know that. If there's a pasty over it, it's not even a boob.
Right.
It's like a bra. A pasty's a bra.
So if it's not, go outside wearing pasties tomorrow.
I want to know where all this outrage was when that little Kim did it at the Grammys a few years ago.
Oh, it was funny,
man. I want to know where all that
Grammys.
Out...
Oscars?
MTV Music Awards?
MTV Music Awards. That's cable. Different deal.
Because it's all relative. You expect something shocking at the MTV Video Music Awards. Nobody's going to jump off the stacks.
That's right.
At the NFL halftime show.
And to a lesser extent, you expect something shocking at the Grammys or the Oscars. You don't expect it at the Super Bowl.
The Grammys is network television. More kids are watching the Grammys than they are the Super Bowl, I guarantee.
Well, that may be.
Okay, then it should be more toned down. And Bono dropped an F-bomb two years ago.
But you tend to expect that sort of
thing. How do you explain that?
You tend to expect that sort of thing more at the Grammys than you do at the Super Bowl.
But even if you expect it, you still have kids watching it.
Right, you do, but... That's why there's a difference between your athletes and your rock and roll stars.
Wouldn't you be a little bit more likely to police that than you would the Super Bowl?
You know what? Maybe the thing what parents should do is stop letting TV raise your kids.
I agree.
What, are you not going to let them watch the Super Bowl?
No, Kevin.
You know what?
Kevin,
maybe
you
not.
Look at the entertainment and you say, huh, Aerosmith, that's a band that's nothing but about sex. There's Puff Daddy, noted crotch grabber. There's Kid Rock. All he sings about is drugs and banging hoes. You know what? I'm probably not going to let my kid watch the halftime entertainment.
But it doesn't matter who it is. Do you think they're going to hire a live sex show? Why is it a stupid argument?
It wasn't a live sex show. Her breast flopped out of her bra for
It didn't flop out
second.
Of her bra.
But it's not a live sex show, Kevin.
God, you're being such
exposed.
A hypocrite on this, Kevin.
I'm not being a hypocrite on this. No, I'm not.
Well, then defend the other stuff, too.
Listen, there's a huge difference. How do kids know the history of Aerosmith? Do they know they were hooked on heroin?
The parents know that. That's what you're talking about. The parents are having with their kids.
Do you think they're
going to
get the history of Aerosmith before they come on?
Kevin, wait.
You know it too.
Everybody shut up. Whoa. Kevin, you have to assume, though, that the kids are watching it with their parents. They're not off at a kid's party watching the Super Bowl. So the parents are right there knowing what's going on, unless you're the biggest douchebag of a parent.
Right. Johnny, I know you've only been on this earth seven years. I know you've only been on this earth 7 years. Let me tell you the history of Aerosmith.
They grew up and they did heroin in the 70s. Say it. Just say get out.
Do you think that the NFL and CBS is going to let them get on there and shoot up and sing a song that deals absolutely with heroin?
If it gets some ratings, they will.
Absolutely. Oh, hell no, they're not.
If it gets some ratings, they will. And then they'll
hell no, they're not.
What was Justin Timberlake's last word to Janet Jackson? I'm going to get these clothes off for the end of the song. Okay.
Get the clothes off, bitch. That was his last word.
No, it wasn't.
So right there just argues against your point. I mean, that's what they're singing about is sex. As a parent, you know that.
There's a huge difference between a garbled lyric and a woman exposing her boob on purpose.
It was a pretty garbled boob.
And Nelly basically...
There was no question that it was an exposed boob. There's a huge difference.
Okay, but the NFL can't have it both ways.
The point, Kevin. All I'm saying is if you're going to incriminate the boob, incriminate... the decision to put that type of content on as entertainment. And
incriminate the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Greg was right. The NFL is trying to have this both ways, and you know what? They probably can. They shouldn't be able to have it both ways, but they probably can because they're that big.
Yeah. And you wait. You think they're going to tone down the halftime next year? No, they're not.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't either.
Yeah, they will.
They will have potentially volatile and sexual acts on next year.
No, because you know what you're going to do next year? Whoever you get, they're going to have to top this.
No, they won't. They'll have PBS doing it next year. That's what they'll have doing it. They'll have PBS doing it.
They can't, Kevin. The Muppets. Because they're not.
They'll bring back Yul Gibbons for this next time.
I have his autograph on a hickory nut, by the way.
A hickory nut?
Sure do.
It's weird.
But next year, the NFL is not in the business of downward trends.
It's Joan Embry in the San Diego Zoo.
She loves me.
That'd be great. Give me some animal acts.
Right.
You know?
Put a chimp out there.
Right.
It's funny.
Have monkeys running around.
They're going to have big-time entertainment.
I don't need to see rappers grabbing their, you know, their crotches and a guy and a girl simulating that
you
type
know what?
Of sex on
young,
stage.
Young viewers like that.
And then fly off the handle when a jug flops
young,
out.
Young viewers like that, Danny. And they're going to continue doing that because the NFL, their biggest fear is that one of these days, everybody that's young now is going to be into X Games. And they're not going to be into their football game 20 years from now. So they've got to get them involved. And that's what they're doing at that halftime. I don't care what anybody says. They're trying to get younger at that position.
You know what?
They know
how does getting them involved in a halftime show get them into the NFL?
You're working on the assumption that the halftime show's the draw and the game is superfluous to the whole
thing. They're trying to have everybody. They want everybody watching their product. They don't care if you watch the game. They want you in there. They want your eyeballs during that 8 hours.
But they're willing to draw a line somewhere. They're not willing to cross the line. And having someone expose their boob is where they draw it.
That they're not going to try to have some kind of requirements in place on what you can and you can't do?
Well, there's going to be all manner of institutional control in place next year. And it will not be top.
Suppose they hire... I'm just supposing, okay? What if they get the Rolling Stones?
Mm-hmm.
What if they get them next year? Do you think they're going to listen to anything that MTV or ABC or anybody says? What if they get Bruce Springsteen, Rudge? What if they can?
Bruce Springsteen.
Good God!
Okay, what if they get Bruce Springsteen? They say, you know what?
Scooter.
We don't want any of your political statements, and you can't sing this song or you can't sing this song, and they start trying to put restrictions on him. You think he's going to worry about that? He'll go, okay, he'll do whatever. Then he'll get up there on live TV in front of a billion people and do what the hell he wants.
The thing that
you can't control.
Which will probably consist of just going out there, singing three or four great songs and getting off of
but
there,
you guys,
which is what it should
you
be.
You act as if singing a political song is
that's
equal
totally different
to pulling
than being
out a boob.
That's totally different
it's
than being
completely
lewd.
Different.
The thing that makes me sick
also. No, I'm
saying
you can't control. You cannot control.
Then why didn't Janet Jackson let them know beforehand, hey, I'm going to pull out my boob at the end of this number?
Because we know this. It's easier to ask for forgiveness and permission.
Then why is she apologizing now?
Because
she has to. The PR machine's making her do it.
She probably had to apologize. You know, her publicist probably went to her and she goes, you know, F you. I'm not apologizing. And then a publicist turns around and issues an apology.
Just tell your kid.
And she and everybody else knows what a master stroke that was.
Oh, it was what we're still talking about it a day later. And how many times have we mentioned Janet Jackson? How many times have we mentioned MTV or CBS or the NFL? We're saying their name in the fifth largest media market.
Gotta go.
Pretty highly rated show. And if we're doing it, everybody else is doing it. It was a windfall for everybody.
What if they won't let Bruce Springsteen sing Tunnel of Love?
Clamor. Tell the parents to tell their kids about it.
Right, boy.
Yeah, they need to explain the full halftime show.
Every time for a layout, it was there.
All right, we'll have more entertainment news later on in the presentation. 4:54 here on The Ticket.
Oh, my God.